Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
Kane Brown, 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. You know, a few days ago, they introduced the 2019 hurricane storm names. So here's a list of names that we could be
expecting if we get one, I guess.
God, I don't want, you know. I mean, a lot of these will get used, but, you know, they'll just be out in the ocean and they'll spin and spin. And then they'll just, you know, so you'll hear them. But then I look at the list and I go, God, which one's going to cause us tons of props?
Right.
I can try to, like, predicting. So, you know, it goes in alphabetical order, but there's Andrea, there's Barry, Chantel, Dorian. Dorian. That's interesting.
Dorian.
Yeah. There's Aaron, Fernand, Gabriel, Umberto, Imelda, Jerry, Karen, Lorenzo.
Imelda? If Imelda's the one, like, come on.
Yeah.
That name. Imelda.
Karen.
Sounds like a sweet old lady.
Karen's such a nice name. It's, I always, you know, we talk about this all the time. It's so tough to use these nice names. Lorenzo, Melissa. I live through that every day. Category.
Hurricane Melissa.
Yeah, category 5 in my house every day. Then you got Nestor. Nestor sounds like a nice guy. You know?
Yeah,
I had a creepy neighbor named Nestor.
Oh, so it's funny. It means something different to you then.
Yeah, well, this is why, too, when people name kids and stuff, they have to kind of go through the list and see if both of the partners had any experiences with anybody. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, oh, can't use this name.
It's too personal.
This. Yeah.
Olga, Pablo, Rebecca, Sebastian, Tanya, Van, and Wendy rounded out. This, by the way, is the same exact list of the 2013 season, except for Imelda, which replaced Ingrid, because Ingrid... If you turn into a bad storm and you hit, they won't use you again. So, you know, because it's just the anxiety and, you know, bad luck kind of a thing.
Yeah, they're not going to go, oh, it's Katrina 2.0.
Right,
everyone's
right.
going to be
it's,
freaking out.
Yeah. See, everyone says that's not good, but I say, no, I think that is good. I think more people would, like, take it serious. I know
right.
that, but it does bring back the terrible, I know. But,
yeah.
but I just feel like people would go, ah. All right, I remember that last Katrina. I ain't messing around this time.
Would you rather Lorenzo or Nestor? Fernand?
Well, bring them all on, I guess. I mean, there's nothing we can do. But this is the same one as the 2013 season. And then this list, whatever isn't used, will come back for the 2025 season. So
I want to know how they come up with these. I really do.
They say it's random. That they just, it randomly generates names. And then, like I said, they will retire the ones. You know, there'll never be a Katrina again. There'll never be a Charlie. There'll never be an Andrew. I mean, those are done. But then the rest of them just get recycled. So it's kind of weird.
Well, I'm glad.
Have you ever had your name on a list on a hurricane list?
No.
Kevin, have you?
I have not. It's never been a Kevin. Mm. I think maybe in the Pacific, but not ever in the Atlantic Basin.
Yeah. It's interesting. Like, I don't know how I'd feel if it was one after my name. There was a Mark, but it was with a K, but with a K, and it stayed out, didn't do anything.
So that doesn't count.
God, no, that doesn't count.
C.
Nope, it doesn't count.
Got
no,
it.
Treat me right or don't name it after me. That's the way I look at it. No, I've never had one.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5
QYK. Riley Green, 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. Remember that guy that, when he said he was going to give up for Lent, he was going to give up everything except beer. Remember that?
Yeah.
All right, he's still going strong. We have an update. We have an update next. And I'm just telling you, I may be on an all beer diet. The update is next. Good news. 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie. Tampa Bay's morning crew. All right, now here's something I can get into giving up for Lent. Now, this guy in Ohio gave up nothing or gave up everything except beer during Lent. And Lent's still going on for a couple more weeks, right? So he's still got some time on this, but here are the results. So far, he's lost more than 30 pounds drinking only beer.
What?
Only beer. He's up to almost 33 pounds. He's kept true to his word. And he said, hey, I'm going to keep going. He must be feeling great. But 30 pounds.
He's probably hammered.
Well, the one thing I don't say, I think we were talking about this earlier. I'm not sure, like, what do you, like, do you have to Uber to work? Because is your lunch beer? Or do you just not eat breakfast and lunch? You can't eat breakfast. Can't be beer for breakfast.
Well, he said that he drinks water, so maybe during work hours he drinks water.
So it's like a fast.
And then immediately after he starts drinking beers?
He gets home and just starts slamming beers?
It just sounds like a regular week for Mark.
Well, it would be
just water at work, then you get home.
It would be a dream week. I can't drink during the weekdays, obviously.
That's your rule.
Right. I don't drink during the week. I eat very healthy during the weekdays.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then the weekends come and it's like, my body's like, who are you? Like,
all bets are off.
Yeah. But if you can drink beer all week and lose 30 pounds, that's really cool.
This just seems crazy to me because when I drink beer on the weekends, I'm automatically 3 pounds heavier on Monday. I swear.
Like you get that beer bloat, right? Like that's how
I
feel.
Yes,
like
I feel so bloated. If I go to the breweries and stuff afterwards, I'm just like, ugh.
I wonder if that does because like the beer's mixing with the food and that's the result. Like if you're not eating food and it's just beer, maybe it wouldn't do that. Like maybe this, you know what I mean? There's a science to this.
You do not want me to not have any food and go to a craft brewery.
I think it would be so funny though.
Like Melanie's on a table.
Sleeping. She's passed out. But it would be kind of funny because I've been my wife was like, hey, what do you, I mean, it's Tuesday. It's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. You're drinking beer. I'm like, yeah, it's my diet. It's my new diet. Like, this is my.
It's for Lent.
It's for Lent. Yeah. I gave it up for Lent. I'm getting hammered for Lent and I'm losing weight.
Man, what a good Christian boy.
Can I start Lent today?
Beer for Lent.
Can I start Lent today?
Go
is it possible?
For it.
All right, Lent starts today.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
Deep Fried Nashville is next. 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie. All right, the Brothers Osborne, they're going off. They're straight up angry.
Angry? I can't even picture them being angry. They're so
angry.
Sweet.
We have the audio to prove it. Also, Miranda Lambert, she's angry.
Well, that I believe.
And the ratings for the ACMs. It's all next.
Fried Nashville, 99.5 QYK.
Something I'm hearing about the ACMs is that a lot of the artists were really getting frustrated because they were getting asked all about Lil Nas X, right? Formerly a hip-hop artist who is trying to get his new country song out there. It apparently now is back on the number one Billboard country chart because Billy Ray Cyrus has remixed it. But they were asking all the country artists about it, and the country artists were getting frustrated. They're like, we don't really want anything to do with this. Listen to Brothers Osborne talk about when they were asked right before the ACMs.
So there are tons of girls just waiting for the moment, waiting in line, writing great songs, showing up every day to the writing room, sometimes doing two or three or four writes a day. They've been in Nashville for over 10 years. This dude decides to put out a song with kind of quasi-country lyrics.
It sounds a horse and something
and
about
boobies or something. Like, don't create controversy and expect that to give you a hall pass.
Man, that's
it's so true, though.
It is true. You know, and I think that they said what a lot of people felt. It's like, okay, Lil Nas X is obviously trying to create a controversy with the song, and it's kind of not fair because you got real people, and then they, of course, mentioned a lot of women who've been waiting in line, who've been working hard, and they can't get anybody to talk about their song.
Nope, but this one got so much attention that now not only are hip-hop stations playing it, but now country stations are looking at it and considering, which is crazy because I don't picture us playing it.
I don't know.
People are.
I read an article yesterday that a lot of the hip-hop stations are putting pressure on the country stations to play it. And so there's this whole, like, politically correct movement coming around. By the way, if you haven't heard the song, the Lil Nas X song, here it is.
I got the horses in the back, horse stock is attached.
I don't even know the name of the song. What's the name of the song? I forgot what the name of the song.
Oh, I don't know.
I can't remember it.
I can't either. I'm so mixed into the controversy. I don't know what the name of the song is, but Billy Ray Cyrus.
Old Town Road.
There it is. Old Town Road.
It's currently the number one song in America.
That is. It is Lil Nas X, and he says it's a country song. All right, so then more controversy with the ACMs. Miranda, listen to what she had to say. It was one of her song lyrics, though. But
Tony Lama, I got the hell out of Oklahoma, and I've got
right. She got the hell out of Oklahoma.
We know
who's from Oklahoma, don't we? Is that the
that would be Blake Shelton.
Be Blake Shelton, and she said she got the hell out of Oklahoma.
Dang, a little jab.
Yeah, so getting a little spicy there with Miranda.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK.
I met Melanie. This is going to make you so mad. But
oh, no.
Let me just tell you right now, the Queen of England will never raise your kids, ever. And I'll tell you the details next of what she's doing to Meghan and Harry. But
gosh, well, she's controlling as it is, sort of, right?
But
all her rules.
But this will set you sideways. We'll tell you what it is next. 99.5 QYK. 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. So, you know, my toddler Cal, he's 20 months now, and he's vegetarian. And I don't know if he'll stay this way, but he hates meat. Hates, like, he'll put it in his mouth and he makes his face and he throws it out. He will not eat meat.
I wonder if it's the texture, if it's the taste, just all together, he just spits it out.
It's not genetics, because, you know, I love buffalo wings.
Oh, so I know that. Yeah.
It's not, you know, it's not me. But hey, but you know what? I'm not going to sit here and force my kid to eat. Like, I want him to be happy and healthy. And that's cool.
If right. He likes, as long as he's getting all his nutrients,
yeah,
everything from somewhere.
Totally. All his protein comes from peanut butter. That's the only place he gets it from. And he loves it. And broccoli, by the way. He likes broccoli, too. It's really weird. But then I look over at Meghan and Harry, right? And the royal baby, they are interested in raising the baby as a vegan.
Right, because Meghan Markle is vegan for the most part.
You are also a vegan.
Okay? I am.
Now, have you thought about what you would do? Like, would you?
Yeah, Brian and I have actually had this conversation. Now that, of course, we're engaged and we talk more about, you know, life after marriage,
sure,
we want to have kids and all that stuff. And really, I think we would just have to talk to an informed professional.
Right.
Because I don't think that we know, like, what a baby needs or anything like that. So we would have to talk to somebody about it. Ideally, it would be really nice if we could all eat the same thing, though.
Be a lot easier.
You know what I mean? Like, you know how I've seen them at baby showers. They have those food processors for baby food.
Yeah.
So people basically just take what they're eating for dinner. They stick it in the little food processor, grind it up, and then give it to the baby. That'd be ideal.
I would love to do it like Chick-fil-A nuggets. Just grind it all up and give it right to him.
Well, suddenly he wouldn't be a vegetarian
anymore.
Well,
I know, but it would be a lot easier.
Those nuggets, though.
So the queen has stepped in, okay? The queen has stepped in, and she has, in fact, said,
yeah.
Man, this queen, she's tough. Whew. Queen Elizabeth, this is like a tough woman. You just can't mess with her. She has stepped in and said, in fact, the royal baby will not be a vegan. Will
you
not
shall
be vegan.
Not paint your nails a color, and you also must feed your child meat.
I think it was very similar to what the conversation was, but she said absolutely not, and apparently Meghan's not happy, but she's going to have to live with it. So the royal baby will not be a vegan, and she's got the final say. And, you know, in the royal family, I mean, they've got teams of people that are responsible for preparing the food, making sure the baby has proper nutrition and stuff. But apparently, Meghan and Harry do not get a say in this. The queen has said, I'm sorry, that will not happen. The baby will not be raised a vegan. So could you imagine? I mean, it'd be one thing for your in-laws to step in, right? But then when the Queen of England steps in and goes, no, no, no.
I mean, how do you argue with that? You're living in her castle. You know what I mean?
I know.
It's just like if you're living with your in-laws, they have more of a say over your life.
But it's your baby. Like, you know what I mean?
I agree. And
it's your baby.
Yeah, but she's the queen, man.
She's the queen, man. that might be the best response ever. She's the queen, man.
Yeah.
All right, so plenty of meat. Buffalo wings, bacon cheeseburgers, Chick-fil-A, whatever else you can imagine. Royal baby's going to enjoy it all.
Bring me the wings and also my corgis.
That's awesome. 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QIK.
Eric Church, there's the chief. Some of it. Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QIK. Listen, we all got this. There's chores at home. There's things you got to do at the house, right? You can just come up with a million excuses not to do it. I'm so guilty of a couple things like that. One thing, you know how you're supposed to clean out the dryer like once a year, like peel off the back of it, all the lint out of it.
Now, and this is different than the lint trap that you clean every time.
Yeah, this is different.
Well, then no, I didn't know that.
Just so you know, the lint trap doesn't trap everything.
No.
Not
as a matter of fact,
close.
Let me tell you something. So my wife and I, Melissa, on Sunday morning, we decided to do this because the dryer hadn't been working right. And I started doing research, right? Which is, this is the equivalent.
Research? You didn't go to a library. You Googled.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Research in 2019.
Got it.
Going to a library. I don't even know where it is.
Lab and I
but
determined.
This, let me tell you about, if you start Googling about lint in your dryer and stuff, it's almost like going to WebMD when you have a headache. Get ready for just terrifying information.
No.
But I got to tell you something right now, and I'm telling you right now, if you can hear me talking and you haven't cleaned out your dryer in the last month, get ready to be horrified. And you better do it because this is one of the top causes of fires in the house.
Is that what you determined via your research?
Yeah.
Was that it causes these massive fires?
100% it does. And we peeled off the back of this thing. This thing was caked with lint, right? Well, so we have 5 kids and 2 dogs, which is this dryer goes, I mean, maybe 6, 7, 8 loads a day. Never stops, yeah. Really, okay? And I got to tell you, there was lint in there. There was part of the lint was touching the heating element in the dryer. It's in everybody's dryer. It was black and brown. It had already caught. It had already ignited. So I'm just telling you people, if you haven't done that, you got to do this.
They say for a family of 4, obviously you have more than that, but for a family of 4, every 9 to 12 months, you need to get your dryer event cleaned out completely. Because it will. It's a cause of a fire.
Those things are like, they're like bombs just waiting to go off.
All right. Well, you guys are starting to concern me because we've been in our apartment for almost 3 years now, and I have never taken anything.
Insane.
I mean, I take the lint out every time, but
it's
don't.
It's not doing anything.
You've got to get the vent. You got to clean out the vent, but you've got to.
I didn't even know there was a vent.
No, but you've got.
Where do you think it goes?
Well, I mean, I know that it vents, but I didn't know that there was something else I had to clean out.
But I'm talking about you got to peel off the back of that thing. You got to unscrew the back of that thing, and there's about 12 screws if you're lucky. Sometimes there's like 16, and you got to go through. I'm just telling you, it'll save your family's life. I mean,
it will.
I put that out. You know how guilty I felt when I peeled that thing out? Oh, boy. Now, the dryer, I couldn't didn't fix the dryer. It had already burnt out the heating element, so we had to get a new one. So shame on us, or me, probably. I'll take the blame. Shame on me for not doing it. But
yeah, but good thing, because think of it that way. Had the dryer not gone out, it had already started to ignite.
I know.
Lint in the back. I mean, it could have been so much worse. Thank goodness it did go out.
That's why I want to talk about it today, to tell people, like, You if you haven't done that, it is scary what's back there, and it can catch on fire. And another thing is, don't ever let your dryer run when you're not home.
No
question. You might be like, you're out of the house, but what about your dogs? You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
Yeah, it is scary. Don't ever leave your house with the dryer on. Ever.
Never.
Ever. Only thing on my house during when I leave is the Alexa. And that's so the dogs can listen to music. That's it. That's the only thing. On the way next, Melanie's going to give us her chore that she refuses to do at home. She makes excuses. We'll get to it next. Hey, go home and clean your dryer out today. Serious.
I will.
Get your fiance to do it. That's what fiancés are for anyway.
Okay.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Luke Combs, 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie. Tampa Bay's morning crew. All right, so we're talking about like the chores at home that you just refuse to do. You make up excuses. Maybe you watch your significant other doing chores. And you're like, I am not helping them with that one. I'm this not. So, Melanie, you're going to have to get a system down. You're engaged. You and your fiance are getting married late this year.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you might have to step up your game a little bit because now it becomes really a team effort. It's total teamwork with you guys.
Right. And so it is. It has been. We've been living together for a long time now. But I just don't understand, if somebody is doing chores in the house, okay, do you have to be doing it at the same time? Because this is the issue that we have now encountered. Because we have totally 2 different work schedules. And I know, Kevin, you guys do too.
We do, yeah, me and my wife, yes.
So when I get home, I probably either want to take a nap or I'm going to school, so I'm not getting home until late. So I just need a little time to decompress. Well, he may have already been home for a while, so he's already, you know, picking up around the house and everything. And I feel bad just sitting on the couch doing nothing. So then, even though I just got home from a full day of work, a full day of school, I feel like I got to get up and help him right then and there. Because I just feel lazy watching him. I can't just watch him fold laundry and just sit there.
But that's what I'm saying. Is just divide up the chores. Like, you do this, I do that, and then you don't feel guilty.
As long as they get done.
Right.
Doesn't matter when.
You know you'll have, like, your other stuff to do.
Sit there. Can you honestly just sit there as your significant other
is
doing something else around the house and just not even
move? What do you mean, can I?
Move?
I do.
I feel like he makes noises to, like, he'll kind of, like, huff and puff and So I go, okay, do you want help? No, no, it's fine. It's fine. I don't need help. And yeah. So then I get up and obviously help him.
Make a list. Getting married sometimes is boring. This is the boring part of it. Make a list and you'll have to do your list and I'll have to do his list. Like, I laugh when my wife wants to get into a project 2 hours before football kicks off on Sunday. So I'm like, good luck. I was like, that's a total team project. And if you think I'm doing anything today, forget it.
See,
like,
same.
I might as well on football Sunday not have any arms or legs. I'm serious. Like, there's no way.
You're just sitting down.
I'm useless. I'm sorry.
You're a potato.
I am a potato.
A couch potato.
He is.
And I love it.
So you have no problem. Well, you'll just tell her, okay, so don't start that project.
My wife and I have pretty much come to the thing. Okay, here's how we do it. She does a lot of the inside stuff. I do all the outside stuff. That's it.
Do you enjoy doing all the outside stuff?
I didn't used to, but then as more kids came and they got older, I love the outside stuff.
You're like, I gotta get out of here.
People are like,
what is that? I hear the grass growing. Okay, bye.
Like, you're mowing the yard. I'm like, no, I'm talking to my therapist. You see me mowing the grass. I see me laying on a couch talking to the most wonderful therapist ever. Right. So it's just all how you process it.
We've never actually sat down and divided it. It's never, because up until this point, it was never an issue. Everything was kind of getting done. But so busy that stuff is falling through the cracks. And I just don't always want to do stuff at the exact same time as him.
Yeah.
So just like you, before, you know, football comes on, you don't want to start a project with Melissa.
I can't.
That's how I feel. I just.
What do you mean? I don't want to. I try
can't.
To. I can't. I'm too nervous.
You physically can't.
I can't. I can't. I'm disabled. About 10 a.m. I become disabled.
But the gutters need to be cleaned, Mark.
You're not even speaking English right now. Who are you and where am I?
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5
QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. All right, on the way next, we're going to kick off Mark and Melanie's world-famous name game, Garth Brooks tickets.
Yes!
Garth in the Swamp. It's sold out. It's the only way to get tickets.
It is going to be so much fun. Think of all of the tailgating you can do and then all the people who didn't get tickets and they're just stuck outside and you're like, oh, I got mine for free and you get to go in.
Just think of winning these tickets next. 99.5 QYK.
It's Mark and Melanie's name game on 99.5 QYK.
Garth Brooks tickets up for grabs. This is really, really big. Really big.
Yes.
Amber and Chris are contestants this morning. Amber, you were the ninth caller, so we're going to start with you first in Mark and Melanie's name game. We're going to give you a category. You have to name one thing in that category. Then, Chris, you'll have 3 seconds to respond with naming something else. Then you guys will go back and forth. You only have 3 seconds. First person out of a name obviously loses. Amber, y'all set?
I'm ready.
The category is, we put 3 seconds on the clock, name things you see at a concert. Go.
Beer.
T-shirts.
Tickets.
Ushers.
Seats.
Performers.
Microphones.
Speakers.
Guitars.
3 seconds is up. Chris, I'm sorry, my brother.
So close, Chris.
No.
3.4 seconds before you chimed in. So, Amber, congratulations. All that stuff you and Chris named, you're going to probably see at the Garth Brooks concert.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. Thank you so much.
Your next shot to play Mark and Melanie's name game is tomorrow at 7:40 on 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, it's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QYK. I feel like this is so cool. You know, Thomas Rhett's just one of those guys. If you've never met Thomas Rhett before, he's about as normal as it gets, right?
Like, he seems that way. I've never met him before, but him and his wife on Instagram just seem really down to
earth. Well, if you just look at their videos, I mean, this just, you know, you never see her in makeup. He's always wearing some beat up old t-shirt, but they're always smiling and laughing.
He's got his fishing gear all strapped on him.
His fishing gear, and it's great. So a friend of mine, now she's in the radio business, and she was out in Vegas at the ACMs, and she was doing a little sit-down interview with Thomas Rhett, and she goes, Thomas, would you do me a favor? He says, sure, anything. She says, my son is going to ask this girl to prom, but she's a big fan of yours. Wonder if you could help out, right? Thomas goes, no problem. listen to the video Thomas does with my friend so she can send to her son. Listen.
What's up, Becca? Thomas Rhett here. I'm not sure what you're doing for prom, but I feel like Griffin would be a really great choice. So he's probably going to ask you, and you probably should say yes. Hope y'all have a great time.
Isn't that great?
Oh, I mean, Griffin!
Takes a few seconds to say, hey, Becca, listen, I don't know what you're doing for prom, but Griffin's going to ask you. I think he's a great choice, and I think you should say yes. Y'all have a great time.
That is so epic. Imagine if you're that girl, though, and you're in high school. You get that message from Thomas Rhett.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you get a text from the guy you're sort of dating, seeing whatever, and, you know, now's around the time.
Well, yeah, now they're dating.
Well, probably married. But what I'm saying is, it's like, now's around the time people are asking people to prom. Can you imagine lighting up your Instagram or your Snapchat with this throughout high school? And people are like, oh, my God, Thomas Rhett just sent a message to Becca that she needs to go with Griffin to the prom.
Yeah.
That is so cool, dude.
I see the roses you put out saying, will you go to prom with
me?
But Thomas Rhett
sent you a message.
Me.
So cool. It's QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
This isn't the best free ice cream day, but it's still free ice cream.
Yeah, I mean, who's going to say no to free ice cream? It is cone day today. You know, there's always like National Pie Day.
Yeah, every day's got like a thing to it now.
Right. Well, today is free cone day. So in honor of that, Ben and Jerry's is celebrating by giving out free cones of ice cream. You can go get yours all day today until 8 p.m.
Yeah, it's going to be cloudy and a little bit like off and on rainy and stuff. But maybe that'll like the ice cream cone will brighten your day.
Yeah, that's just like saying you can't have wine at a certain time, you know?
All right, well, let's not get crazy. let's not get crazy. Regroup, get yourself together. 99.5 QIK.
5 o'clock somewhere. It's ice cream scoop time
let's
somewhere.
Let's not get crazy. Get yourself together, please.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. It's Mark and Melanie, 99.5 QYK. So yesterday, Tyler, my oldest son, he's 11. We're at football practice. It started raining real hard.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, man, what am I going to do? Because they take the practice inside to the gym and they draw up plays and stuff. And I was bored. I was like, man, whatever. So I found this hole in the fence where the football field was, and there's a canal back there. I went looking for alligators.
Oh, my gosh. I saw this on your Instagram, and I was thinking, what the heck is he doing?
Dude, I felt like MacGyver or just...
Crocodile Dundee.
Yeah. I was going to say someone even tougher than MacGyver. I was back there, and people, the other parents...
Tougher than MacGyver.
Tougher than MacGyver, yeah. Like Chuck Norris tough.
Oh, okay.
Like unstoppable tough, and I was like, this is great. And so then these other parents were like staring at me. And then they started taking video of me crawling through the fence, going around the canal.
Yeah, because you look like a nut job.
I did. And then I posted it on my Instagram story because I thought to myself, well, this could be the end. This could be it for me. And I want people to know how I went, right? Like, what if they can't find me? And I posted it on my Instagram story. And then I get a text from my wife. And I can't even read you what the text said. But
oh boy.
I had to stop alligator hunting.
She probably...
That was the end of it. And then she
Oh my gosh. Melissa is a saint. A saint for putting up with you.
Wait a minute.
You're alligator
hunting? I was trying
to
catch deadly alligators, and I'm not a saint?
You're supposed to be at your 11-year-old's football practice.
And I
was. What are you doing
and
outside?
And I was. And,
creeping through holes.
It was raining. It got postponed and canceled. And
oh, my gosh.
I went alligator hunting.
Your poor wife.
Little advice to the dads out there. Don't put that stuff on Instagram. Your wife will get all upset at you.
See you guys. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QIK.
99.5 QIK. It's Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, Mark and Melanie. So, you know, we played this for you earlier, and Miranda Lambert, I don't know, man. It seems like Blake Shelton's able to get over the break, like the breakup.
Well, it's easy when you move on to someone like Gwen Stefani.
Well, I know, but she's already remarried.
Yeah, but to who? You know what I mean?
Police officer.
It's just a little different.
Right.
He is a police officer, but
attacked a man with a salad.
Exactly.
Like, these things aren't right. And then at the ACMs, you know, she took a minute to kind of talk. Well, here's the songs, and she kind of clowns on getting out of Oklahoma.
Tony Lama, I got the hell out of Oklahoma, and I've got long, blonde hair.
So obviously she got the hell out of Oklahoma. That's where Blake's from. He's very passionate about being from there.
Of course.
But Blake, you know, he just doesn't talk about it. When they ask about it, he just says, hey, I hope she has a great life and I'm having a great life and everything's good. It's just weird that she just can't seem to really let it go.
Yeah, I will say that was kind of, that was a low blow.
It's a bad look, man.
At the ACM.
It's getting old. I just think it's getting old.
Like, the same time, though, Blake Shelton, he sings the song about her every concert that he does. The why and try. The big F you in our future. That whole song is about her. So maybe that was her way of saying, listen, I don't have a whole song, but there you go. Got the hell out of Oklahoma.
All right, well, Blake has a new song. We're playing it right now. It has nothing to do with Miranda, as far as we know.
But it's a lot to do about Oklahoma.
Yes. It's called God's Country. It's Blake Shelton, 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QIK.
99.5 QIK. Mark and Melanie's Nutbags, north of Florida. Because there are also crazy people in the 49 other states.
Like Connecticut, for instance, where both of our nutbag stories north of Florida come from today. Yeah.
So, for the price of one.
So a guy in Connecticut was spotted driving a stolen car last Friday. Then he got out and jumped off, took off on foot, where he was chased down by a police officer. Here's what's interesting. This police officer was wearing a bow tie and tap dancing shoes.
The police officer?
Yeah. Yeah. This police officer wearing a bow tie and tap dancing shoes must have been taking lessons and chased down the suspect. The suspect, by the way, 25 years old, and police say in really good shape, but not in good enough shape for Officer Jay Montrose to take him down. He was dressed very dapper. They searched him. They also found crack cocaine, facing a drug charge. But man, what a great story! Like when you're in.
I'm just so confused. In the cell with the guy. There's so many pieces to that story.
Yeah, man, I got locked up. And cop was wearing tap dance shoes and a bow tie.
What's worse, getting pulled over by a bicycle cop or a cop that's wearing tap shoes chasing after you?
And you hear the guy getting closer to you because of the tap dancing shoes. You know, click, 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 click.
Yes.
And then they get so close, and then you get tackled to the ground. All right, still in Connecticut. So high school baseball team, they had a big home game, and the field had just rained. It was really, really wet. So a bunch of the fans were concerned the game might get canceled. So a couple of them got together. They had a great idea. They dumped 24 gallons of gasoline on the dirt and then lit it on fire to try to dry it. They wanted to dry
the
rainwater. Yeah. Well,
okay.
The blaze got a little bit out of control. The fire department showed up. Damage to the field estimated at $50,000. Then a hazmat unit had to come out because the contaminated soil was just all messed up. The game was never played.
Yeah, I would guess that wouldn't dry the field.
So that's Connecticut today, home of both of the stories, Nutbags north of Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.